Good morning and welcome to Coffee with Kelly. All week long, we're going to be talking about small businesses, shopping at small businesses, recognizing small businesses in your area. And on the podcast this week, we're going to be talking about how to start your own small business. Now, that is such a huge, all-encompassing kind of topic, but I do want to give you a place to start. As someone who grew up with someone in small business and as a small business owner myself, I can tell you the number one thing that you need to think about and ask yourself is, what is your passion? What do you believe in? What is it that no matter how many hours a day you do it, you still love it? This is really a key to what sort of small business you might want to consider going into. Small business is hard. Work is hard. Life is hard. You want to make sure that you're really enjoying what you do. Recently, we've decided to breed miniature donkeys here on our farm. We would not have undertaken this task or this small business if we didn't really, really enjoy being around animals and these animals in particular, and if it didn't bless our family as a whole, which it does. Those are things you want to think about. It doesn't have to be farm related, although, you know, obviously that's something I could talk a lot about. We have friends that are passionate about doing hair, people that are passionate about flowers, and people that are passionate about decorating. Again, what is it that you can do all day long, read about, and never get tired of hearing about? That could very well be your passion. And that would be something I would begin to think about if you want to start your own business. And the second thing I want to talk about today in terms of starting your own business is to ask yourself, is there a need? Boy, I see people all the time start a small business. If I see one more video store go up, sometimes I think, gosh, that is the last thing this neighborhood needs or the last thing this area needs, because it is already so saturated with lots of other options. And that's guaranteed failure if you don't do your research and see if there is truly a need in your area. Whatever it is you enjoy doing, you're going to want to look within a 10-mile radius and a 25-mile radius and a 50-mile radius. Who are your competitors? Figure that out right up front. Don't wait to get into business to figure out who your competitors are. Do the risk assessment up front and take the time to do the research. It may take you months, but it'll save you an awful lot of heartache and business failure in the end. Those are my two tips for today. We'll be talking about it all week long. Thanks for joining me. Have a good day. Bye-bye.